Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Harry Dent back on the show. Harry is the leader of the founder of Dent Research. He's a best-selling author. He's one of the most outspoken financial editors on the planet. And we've asked him to join us. By the way, his books include The Great Boom Ahead, which we'll get him to ask if he's writing a contrary book to that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But he's here to talk to us about the Fed. This is our Fed Watch show. Harry Dent, welcome back.
Oh, nice to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And he joins us, by the way, folks, where he lives in Puerto Rico. So, Harry, the Federal Open Market Committee met yesterday. They're meeting again today. They'll wrap up about lunch, and then they'll come out with a little announcement this afternoon. What do you think is on their agenda today and yesterday?
Well, you know, I think Jamie Dimon said it pretty well this morning, the guy, you know, CEO of J.P. Morgan. Yep. He said the Fed doesn't need to pump anymore. They already did enough. They just did $3.4 trillion, you know, in a short period of time. And on top of that, Congress came up with over $3 trillion
right.
of fiscal stimulus plans. I mean, this is the biggest back-to-back full cannon bore stimulus ever, and the markets are going straight up. Because of it. So I think his message was, hey, thanks, guys. We don't need any more craziness here. You did enough for now. So yeah, I would expect them to just say, okay, you know, we fought the virus, and we're going to see how things work out, and, you know, kind of on pause from the outside.
Well,
I think it'd be crazy to say, well, we're going to stimulate more near term.
Let me give you, and let me stick a Main Street perspective in there. $100 billion of the PPP money was unclaimed. And don't let anybody tell you that it was because small business owners couldn't get, there's some small business owners couldn't get access to it. That is not true. If you qualified, there was one little subset, there's one example of people who don't qualify, who didn't qualify for the loan because of their performance of their company in the past. They haven't been profitable. Other than that, and that's a small percentage. Other than that, if you wanted to get a PPP loan, you could get one, and still $100 billion went unclaimed, Harry. And see, this, in my opinion, this supports my position for the last decade that small business balance sheets have been strengthening for the last decade, and the sector was stronger than people thought. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it might be true more in the small business. I think it may be the larger companies, Tim, that get to borrow more. I just saw a statistic, you know, a couple months ago, 19% of publicly traded companies are called zombie companies. They're operating. They're not paying any of their debt service. That means they're all
hold on. Hey, Harry, hold on to that thought, because I want to get into that in the next break. But I want to come back to the Fed. And the point is Jamie Dimon and I agree, and you know, I'll throw my hat into his ring there. He agrees, and I guess you agree with us, that we don't need any more stimulus. Any more stimulus would be 100% political, right?
Well, and the stock market's going straight up, as if anybody hasn't noticed, and that means it's going to end up going straight down. That's what happens in public.
So you think more stimulus would have the opposite effect on the stock market?
Well, yeah, there's a point where the market may say, hey, these guys have gone crazy. I mean, the market's like this, okay? The market wouldn't be going up if they didn't like this. People now feel like the Fed will not let the market go down. So that's a dangerous signal for me.
That is dangerous.
Stocks are going higher ahead.
That begets the greater fool theory.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy, but hey, you print this much money, it's got to go. This money, people understand, this is money not being pushed in the banking system or given to customers, the consumers, or businesses.
It's not natural.
Most of this straight into financial markets. They're adding money to financial markets, which causes all financial assets.
How is this different from 2009?
They just started quantitative easing in late 2008, early 2009. Normally the Fed will lower interest rates and make more bank reserves a little more available, you know, kind of a light stimulus. Okay.
Right.
That's like Dexedrine, you know, you're studying for a college exam or something. Okay. Like speed. This is quantitative easing is like crack cocaine.
Right.
You are directly injecting large amounts of money.
Bottom line, the Fed's not going to do anything with interest rates. There's really not much they can do with interest rates except talk about keeping them low
forever. How could they
forever?
No, they'd be crazy.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Harry Dent, and I'm going to get him to report on those zombie companies he talked about. Folks, this is important because they might be your customers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.